Chaser by Joanne Wadsworth. Princesses of Myth, Book 5. Chapter 1. All I want to do is bleed a few protectors. What harm could possibly come of that? I stood behind the wide trunk of an oak tree, a mere 100 feet from the protectors' battle training arena. Goldie, we're not at war with the protectors of PCO anymore. Hope Wincrest, my niece, who at 18 was only a year younger than me, could talk sense into anyone, although right now I had no desire to listen to any form of sense. Don't turn on me now. We'd been raised together and were more like sisters, who'd always had each other's backs. At the very least, I should be able to raise my sword against the Pisian protectors, in the name of training.
Not when your desire isn't to train with them, but to slice and dice them, Hope said.
There's nothing wrong with a little slicing and dicing. I couldn't keep my grin from rising. Today, I'd awoken with the fierce need to vent some steam, and slicing and dicing would gleefully aid in that venting. I'm one of the leading eight of our world, charged with ensuring a peaceful transition now the energy dome over our country of Dralion is down. A huff as Hope planted her hands on her jean-clad hips, her outback shirt open at the collar with a bright red bandana tied in place at her neck.
Spoilspot. I flicked the brim of Hope's Stetson, wishing I could flick her off instead, since she wasn't being very helpful.
You should be rounding up the cattle.
Our outback station won't run itself.
You teleported me here with you, and Silas and Guy are currently looking after things in the outback.
A lot of good it did bringing you along.
You're trying to stifle my need to fight.
I'm a warrior with the battle skill.
Warriors need to release any pent-up tension by swinging their swords around, a dagger or two as well.
I slid my wrist dagger free of its leather sheath and tossed it.
It twirled through the air and landed smoothly in my palm.
Once, twice, three times.
I itched to toss it at a protector and see how quickly they could duck.
I pushed off the tree and gave Hope my most determined look.
I'm going in.
It's training time.
No, you're not. Not unless you promise not to kill any of them while undertaking this training.
Hope blew out a long breath as she blocked my path, her blonde hair whipping about in the breeze and her gaze narrowed, the deep violet of her eyes, which were the same shade as mine and denoted our strong Wincrest bloodline, directed right at me.
Double spoilsport.
I tweaked her chin.
Catch me if you can.
Goldwyn Wincrest.
She yelled my name, but I'd already teleported and bumped down at the entrance of the arena 100 feet distant, the iron gates raised high and her bellow carrying to me across the gravel and grass.
I pressed my hands to my hips, the short white sleeves of my shirt visible under my fitted black leather vest, the crisscross ties of my vest laced tight at the front to ensure I had no loose clothing these protectors could grab a hold of during a fight.
I slid my dagger back into my wrist sheath and strode determinedly inside. The open-aired arena, 3 stories in height and of an ancient circular structure, was a beauty with its blocked seats layered back and up. It could hold thousands of spectators for when the games began, the games being the ancient tournament which brought together the most elite fighters for a battle of strength and will against each other.
Hold up!
Hope skidded in beside me.
You have to calm down and relax.
There's no time for that.
Wow.
This protector's arena was impressive, and extremely close in size, to our warrior's arena in Dralion. I should have visited sooner now that the war had ended. In my hip-hugging black leather pants, I wandered around the inner circle of the safety barrier, my excitement rising for the training session to come.